program is sponsored by Shoreline Transportation Services and is responsible for its content.
Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the voice of the people.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Voice of the People, or Torches and Pitchforks, as Chris Quinn labeled us this morning. I kind of like that name, actually. The Voice of the People radio show is brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. And Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local grassroots group, nonpartisan, seeking property tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. So before we start, I'd like to special shout out to two of our very faithful listeners, Kevin and Donna from Scranton Road Bible Church. Kevin and Donna, I hope you're out there tonight. I'm sure you are. And I saw them Sunday. They have never missed a show. And I mean, talk about faithful. Thank you so much. So speaking about never missing a show, so that's my entree to the next subject is that, so I just want to reach out and talk about support for a minute because I don't really do that as much as I should. But anyway, we had to sign a 13-week contract with Salem Communications when we started this, which is almost up. And I'm just kind of throwing it out there to all you folks that if you value the show and if you think it's important for our movement going forward, please send us a couple bucks, help us to keep this thing going, because if we don't, when 13 weeks are up, we may be pulling the plug. So just want to ask you for some support. So there's my begging. That's over. So let's say hello to everybody tonight. First of all, the number one producer with Salem Communication Style.
Hey, good evening, Keith.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? And we have Beth, our media director.
Hi.
Hello, Beth. And our call girl, Connie. How are you tonight, Connie?
I'm doing great.
And so Connie is our call girl because we are a live call-in talk show and we welcome your calls. Connie, would you like to give us the call-in numbers for our people can dial up?
We have two numbers. One is 216-901-0933 or 888-677-9673. Those numbers again are 216-901-0933 or 888-677-9673.
Beautiful. Thanks. You do that so well. This is why you're our call girl. So we also have Bill Holman, Holman Oil, one of our sons of thunder. How are you doing tonight, Bill?
Good. Good evening.
And Kyle. Kyle, how are you doing?
Hi, Keith.
Also the twin brother of Bill, sons of thunder. And we got the whole crew here tonight. So welcome aboard. So we just kind of starting the show off here. We had originally hoped to have Jeff Lehner, the Ross County Auditor, on tonight to talk about alternative funding for that replacing some of the money if property tax goes away. Jeff, unfortunately, could not join us tonight, and he's our expert, but he will be tentatively joining us next week. So the expert will be on talking about alternative funding sources, and we're going to talk about it a little bit tonight. But we are not the experts, so I just want to throw that out there. So when we talk about a couple things I want to clarify. So an update on our petition to eliminate property tax in Ohio. So a couple things I want to clarify. There was a little bit of confusion in some of the television and newspaper articles that you might have read. And it started out by saying Citizens for Property Tax Reform has delivered petitions to David Yost to eliminate property taxes. And that's not the case. So just to clarify, there is what we call the Committee to Eliminate Ohio's Property Tax. That's a group of five people, which I'm on that group. The committee is the one that actually is the statutory agent for this this mission. And the committee is the one that delivered the petitions to Dave Yost. So I just wanted to clarify that. So it's kind of two separate entities. Now, Citizens Property Tax Reform, as we'll talk about tonight, totally supports and endorses that committee, and they endorse the petition to eliminate property tax 120%. But it is two groups, just so everybody knows. So when you talk about the petition, or when we talk about it, it's actually the committee to eliminate Ohio's property taxes. So that being said, let's jump into our couple of things tonight. We want to go, Bill has a few issues we discussed during the week that's been on everybody's minds here lately, and he's going to talk a little bit about abatements and how they relate to our cause. So, welcome, Bill. Give us a little abatement history here.
All right. Thank you, Keith. So, I had a vision the other night.
A vision?
Yes, a vision.
Whoa.
You know, so I was sitting there thinking, it was like about the tax abatement situation. And, you know, we've had our state reps and other people we spoke to in parts of the government. And obviously, you know, they tell us that they can't help us. They can't get rid of property taxes, right?
Right.
But yet, hold on a minute here. What are tax abatements? Isn't that the elimination of property taxes for homeowners that buy new houses?
Bill, it sure is.
Sounds like it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, what a vision.
Sounds
you're
like
a
same thing.
You're a prophet.
And what an epiphany.
You know, and it's and the great part is it's for especially for luxury homes, especially. So where does this help the average homeowner?
Doesn't.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Actually, you know, we're footing the bill then completely, but yet they tell us that they can't help us, but they're helping people that can afford the big dollar homes.
Oh, kind of like Jimmy Haslam gives a big check to
Speaker of the House.
Yeah, Speaker of the House.
It's those big campaign donations.
Kind of similar to that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I got you.
Got
okay.
it.
So,
is that how it works?
Yes. So the, you know, the other thing I was thinking about was, you know, how they've been preaching about the home shortage.
Right.
Okay. This goes along with the luxury home thing that's going on. Okay. They have all these areas that they're building luxury homes, giving these tax abatements to, but then they turn around and they tell us, oh, we have a housing shortage. Well, yeah, we have a housing shortage of affordable homes.
Yeah, that's
right.
The caveat.
And, you know, so we have no affordable homes, and would be the question is, if they were to build those affordable homes, are they going to offer a tax abatement for the average person as well?
Oh. Right, good question.
Hmm. Things to think about, you know, so we have the tax abatement part of this, and then we're going to move into the TIF aspect of this, and that's where I'm going to pass it over to Kyle.
Well, Bill, what's the tax abatement number? Can you tell everybody what that is?
Oh, that's yeah. Do you have an estimate on what?
So the last time we checked, that was at $69 billion with
what?
A B.
A billion.
What?
A billion.
A billion? That's the state budget.
Isn't that unreal?
That's the state budget.
That's insane.
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Wowza.
$69
billion? Yeah. Yes. You know,
wait a minute. Could that pay for the whole schools of across the state of Ohio?
That could cover a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and, you know, the one thing on tax abatements and TIFs, we'll get into this with Kyle, too. I see a lot of misleading things from our state reps and other politicians when they talk about TIFs and abatements. There was one here recently, just this week, that talked about TIFs, and that might be on Kyle's dear, but they say, well, you know, the schools are excluded from that. Well, that's not true at all. First of all, in every experience that I've had, whether it's in Lakewood or anywhere else, when a TIF or an abatement comes along, they have to get that approved by the local Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Board of Education that is crying they don't have enough money is going along with this. And so when they say that the school boards aren't involved in this, that's not true. And I know for a fact in Lakewood, for instance, when there's a TIF or an abatement, they bring in and they get the approval from the Board of Education. So that's just the other part. And again, when we give these abatements and the schools would lose that money, who then makes up that difference?
Yes.
Well, we do.
The rest of us do.
The John Does.
I wanted to get some foundational information real quick because, you know, in my view, it seems to me like TIFs and abatements are pretty much the same thing under a different name. So can someone please explain the difference between a TIF and an abatement? I think they're the same, pretty much, under a different name, but.
Well, an abatement is you're scot-free of paying property taxes primarily from the people who are in the building, you know,
period.
The residents, the commercial industry. The TIF is very complicated. I'm glad you brought that up because we had Micah Zakim, a CPA, yes. that talked about it on our show, mm-hmm. what, just 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And he talked, it was great because he gave a little story about TIFs through an actual experience. And he said it right. And I'm not a CPA, but he even said it's very complicated. It's very multi-layered. But what is a TIF? A TIF is a tax increment financing vehicle. Mm-hmm. And guess who it's for primarily? And Bill alluded to this. It's for the builders.
Right.
So who
right.
benefits?
Right.
So not necessarily the people who live in the building or, you know, the commercial owners for an industry, but they're still benefiting. And so along those lines, Beth, this is right from, this is the CuyahogaCounty.gov website. Mm-hmm. And this was written about from SignalCleveland.org, our friends at Signal Cleveland, an article by Mandy Kranak. And so I went to the CuyahogaCounty.gov website. It's called the TIF Dashboard. And talk about revealing. So this is
wow.
all of Cuyahoga County. Now listen
dashboard.
To this.
Wow.
Take notes out there. This isn't just school districts. This is all the Cuyahoga County services, libraries, the community college, Tri-C and so on, Metro Parks, the Port Authority, the Career Tech schools. And you won't believe this, but these are taxes foregone. And this is not abatements. This is just TIFs alone. Mm-hmm. The taxes foregone. Can you want to take a guess out there?
I wouldn't even want. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I really am.
It's very, very depressing. $88 million.
Holy mackerel.
Remember, wow. that's not abatements. That's just TIFs.
TIFs. Right.
And I will tell you this. And we talked to Micah Zakim about this, who was on as our special guest a few weeks ago. And we discussed the whole notion of TIFs. Abatements can be anywhere from like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, maybe 20. However, guess what TIFs can go to? They can go from 30 to 60
right.
years.
Whoa.
Right.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
So somebody is benefiting a very few amount of people or, you know, companies or whomever. And a whole lot of us taxpayers, are making, like Keith said, we're the ones making up the difference. That is not fair.
Right.
Now, that $88 million number is that statewide, countywide?
That's just
Cuyahoga County.
Good question. That's just our county. $88 million of taxes foregone.
And I have another question.
Good question, Beth.
I'm curious how many times when these TIFs are passed, how many times they're followed up by the following election for another levy to get more money from the taxpayer.
Well, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so once again, they're just, you know, they're taking money from one spot and then they're all of a sudden, hey, we need to go to taxpayers because we need more money. I mean, where does this stop?
But back to Keith and his comment about Mr. Quinn from Today in Cleveland and Cleveland.com. And we respect Mr. Quinn a lot, but, you know, he didn't give all the information that you really should have heard. And Keith did mention it at the top of the show. But the problem with what's happening with these abatements and these TIFs is that, you know, Here we are, and just like what Keith said at the beginning, we've already talked to the reps about what we suggest on recommendations to take care of this property tax issue, and the representatives didn't want to deal with this. So we said, okay, if you don't, this is the next step. So that's why we went with the eliminate property tax petition. But Mr. Quinn didn't get it. It's already happening. So between abatements and TIFs, people aren't getting the money where they should. And
right.
and the proof of that is right here on the Cuyahoga County website. $88 million, just Cuyahoga County, of taxes foregone. And that's just TIFs. That's not abatements.
So hold on 1 second, Kyle. I don't remember, but we do have a call in here. Let's grab this fellow. We have Paul calling from Summit County. Paul, you're in the air, as Pastor Ernie would say. How you doing?
Hey, good. How you guys doing? I'm so glad that I wasn't aware of this movement, but I found out about it, and I'm so glad you're doing it because I hear you talking about the abatements, and they have a lot of those going on in Summit County, and a lot of the homes being built are luxury homes, like
yep.
you're saying.
Yep.
And, you know, we have two levies. We had a library levy today, and they got another levy coming up in the next election. And you know, the property tax, we get a 30% increase, and then they want to put new levies for different
Ouch.
Things.
Where do you live down there, Paul?
Copley Township.
Copley, okay. All right, do you listen to Couch Burner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Once in a while.
Okay.
He's Yeah, he's all right.
Okay.
But I try to listen to, you know, Christian radio.
Good man.
I'm tired of this tax situation too, and it's just totally out of hand, and I don't know why the state reps don't do more
right
for us, you know.
No, I agree.
I mean, I was involved in trying to get a purchase a county building that had been vacant for 8 years. Mm. You know, and you know they don't pay property tax.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they were paying $30,000 a year to heat it and
sure.
And keep the electric on for 8 years. And then this year, after they turned me down to purchase it 2 years ago, which, you know, they got $1.5 million grant to tear it down.
Wow.
Wow.
And then when I started looking into the amount of money they're getting for grants, in Summit County alone, they got $23 million to tear down houses in Summit County from the state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the taxes, we don't get anything for our school money. The schools are failing.
Right. Yep.
You know, so I'm just glad that you guys got this.
Well, thank you, Paul.
I'm surprised you already got the petitions to the... You say you got them to Dave Yost, right?
Right, yeah, and he's got, there's actually a website, I believe it's May 9th, that he has to approve or disapprove it, and then prayerfully he will approve that, and then it goes to the Secretary of State, and they have to verify the signatures, and that could take a while, but we would love for you to keep in touch with us, Paul, and go on the website and send us your information, because when we get to phase two, when we're going to need that, we're going to need about 500,000 signatures. We're going to need every hand on deck. And, you know, if you can help us down there in Summit County, it'd be great. Our website.
Yeah, I will. I got an email because I signed up and I got.
Oh, good man. Well, thank you.
Good.
Beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful. Well,
and I was, yep. I got, because I've talked to a couple people down here, and there's a lot of people that are interested in this topic.
Beautiful.
You know?
Please
yeah,
send
keep,
them our way.
Keep
Please
telling
send
them.
Our way.
Yeah, boy, beautiful, Paul.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I was going to ask him about maybe getting something going in Summit County. So.
Yeah, and we would love to come down. You know, we're going down to Zanesville next week. I mean, if you'd like us to come down and have a little coffee chat with folks in Copley, we'd love to do that. So, just
Indeed. All right, yeah. Great.
Yeah,
I'll keep listening and stay in tune then.
Yeah, let me give you guys while we're here. Let me give you our group number, our office number. It's 216-452-2961, 216-452-2961, and Beth will answer that phone, and you can give her the information, and we'd love to come down and see you guys. And
yeah, Beth, she replied on the email, I think.
Oh, good. Good girl,
that
Beth.
Was me.
Good girl.
That was
you get a bonus this week.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. God bless. Okay. Where are we at? Okay. We do want to, Beth, do you want to cover where we still want to? It's important to, because we only have a half hour, unfortunately, folks, to talk about it's still important to contact your state reps your state senators. You want to cover that for a couple minutes?
Yes, please. Time goes so fast. Okay, so I have to be really quick. You know, it is so important, and this all falls under the heading of activism, which means find out who your state representative is, find out who your state senator is, and you want to give them a call.
Right.
Give them a call. We have scripts available. We have letters available. You know, if you give me a call at 216-452-2961, I will help you find out who your reps are if you don't already know who they are. And I'll be happy to send you a script if you'd like to use or to use part of. If you're uncomfortable calling during the day, you can call at night and leave them a voicemail. They keep track of these things, and they keep track, most importantly, as to what people are calling about. And the more calls that they get about property tax reform, the better. Always be kind, but let them know what's going on with you. And so this is incredibly important. It's incredibly important.
Yeah, keep up the pressure. You got to keep up the pressure.
Yeah, we do. We do. We have to keep up the pressure. And that's our campaign. You know, we really would like the legislature to move on something. If they move on something, then what? You know, we, you know. But short of that, here we go petition, right?
Right, right. And again, you know, that number that Beth gave you, we are taking information from volunteers right now for people that will help us in that phase two. So if you're interested in helping us with petitions on the phase two, or we need that 500,000 signatures, give Beth a call. Give her your information.
Yes, please.
And we will, as soon as we're ready, we'll get back to you with some training and what we need to do. So please give her a call if you're interested in helping us out. So so real quick, I'd just like to go back to the TIFs with Kyle. So these numbers are phenomenal. And thank you, Kyle, for digging into the county website. People don't pay attention to that. So we're saying here that the school districts in Cuyahoga County, because of TIFs, have foregone $54 million.
That's money they did not get. They did not get
that. And then you start going down here, all these numbers. And even so, you look at Metro Parks, our beloved Metro Parks, right?
This is all Cuyahoga County.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Metro Parks, $2.5 million.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money. And the Metro Parks are another group that are always crying about not having enough money. So this is interesting. And I'm glad you dug into this. There's so much information you can find by drilling into these different websites is phenomenal.
Just imagine what that would be. What those numbers are across the state.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Huge.
Is there some way we can figure that out?
That's a good question.
That's your homework for this week, Beth.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I have enough homework. I have enough homework, Keith.
We'll find out, Beth. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good
because
question.
We'd really, it'd be good to talk about that next time we get together on the radio show, talk about exactly what.
Connie, I think Connie has something. Could we put little Connie on the phone?
Yes. Last time we met, we were talking about the schools in Cleveland that were empty, but they were still heated and they were still maintained for no purpose. Now, is there money going to them other than just paying for electricity? Why do we still have that?
It's in their operating budget.
So I've actually seen, there's actually some video footage to even document what I was talking about with the schools in Cleveland. Some of those schools still have the water on as well. And there's been video footage of the actual water mains in the building running water all over the basement. So
Unused.
It's just sitting there because they have frozen. So there's been a split in the pipes.
Oh, boy.
And there's actual video footage of this, of people have got this on video. This is just insane amount of money that's just washing down the drain.
And part of this, and of course it all goes due to all this. When we talk about alternative funding, part of it needs to be accountability of expenses. And I think, Dave Thomas or somebody says that, we don't have
a revenue problem.
We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending
problem.
And that's the problem with all these things. I mean, it's not a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. So that's the other part of this, is that when we start digging into alternative funding, which, the state of Ohio does have at least a half a dozen already on the books laws that allow all these school boards, rural fire departments, EMSs, you name it, they already have in their toolbox the ability to put out to vote and levy taxes in other ways other than property tax. And, like I've always said, tax me any way you want, just don't attach it to my property. And that's the way I feel. So we only got a couple minutes. Do we have anything else that anybody would like to comment on before?
Yeah, Keith, I've got a couple announcements here, and maybe to address the gentleman's question from Copley, and he could attend one of these meetings. So May 14th, which is a week from tomorrow, that's a Wednesday next week, and I believe Keith mentioned this at the top of the show, the Zanesville Patriots Group, they are going to have a meeting 6 p.m. That's a week from tomorrow, and then May 29th, that's a Thursday, probably a little closer to the gentleman in Copley. It's in Walton Hills, the Walton Hills Citizens League at 7595 Walton Road. That's at 7 p.m. So maybe we can get some people closer around here to attend that meeting because
Walton
it's really important to go to the meetings.
Beth
said, find out as much as you can, make an informed decision, and we can help be your voice to let the representatives know that we've got to change what's going on right now with property taxes.
Yeah, good thing. And, Paul, if you're of the mind, if you want to go down to Zanesville next week, I'll meet you and we can drive down together. So we'll carpool. Okay, anything else before we only got about a minute? Bill, Beth, Connie, anything?
I wanted to say something, but it would take longer than a minute. So,
oh, okay.
I
mean, well, all right. Well,
that's it, Bill.
Yeah, okay.
I got to say that we're done.
Wait till next week.
But again, please, I just want to make it very clear to everybody out there, especially after the Chris Quinn, we do not advocate defunding of public schools. We that's not our mission. Our mission is to provide alternative funding for these schools.
That's
so
right.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for reaching out to us. Please keep in touch. We will see you next week, hopefully with Jeff Lehner, our tax expert. Thank you. God bless.